Hello, 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 BGTY Nation. I am back, ready to get started again with you. I've had my month off, and now it's time to start up this conversation again. It's all about bringing joy to your life. So let's dive into this great conversation. Hey, BGTY Nation. Thank you for starting a new season with me, Dr. Joy, and I am happy to have you listening to a great conversation about bringing joy to your life. Yes, that's right. This podcast is all about being good to yourself, or BGTY. Are you ready? I am. I missed our talks. I missed the research that I share with you. I missed it all, but now I'm back. I hope that you are looking forward to the next 3 months of research-based topics that will bring joy to your life. So, just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation, Be Good to Yourself Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would follow my podcast and invite others to do so too. Then move on over to Instagram and Facebook and follow at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Reviews and comments are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into season 3. And this conversation, come on, what is the topic? It is bringing joy to an environment that is not so joyful. Wow, that topic is something to think about. So I want you to think about your life, your career, your environment, and ask yourself, have you been in a toxic environment or an environment that was just not so joyful? How did you cope with that? Did you excuse yourself from that environment and never return to it? Did you just complain and never do anything about it? Did you stand up for yourself or did you stand up for others? The list of questions can go on and on and on, but why keep asking questions when you can figure out what to do so that the not so joyful environment can become joyful to you? Let's start with defining a not so joyful environment. If your environment shows that the atmosphere of that environment, the people of that environment, the work that you may be doing in that environment is causing some type of emotional, physical, and or mental pain, this is a toxic environment or a so not joyful environment. If you jumped and screamed yes to me defining your environment, get out of it. Get out of it now. I know that this is easier said than done. If it was so easy, the world would be a more joyful place and everyone would be happy. This is not the case. So we have to deal with what comes our way and make the process to doing this as easy as possible. Now that we have defined what a not so joyful environment is, I want to dive into the signs of a toxic environment. 1, you're in a toxic environment if you feel ill, if you feel fatigue or experience a burnout syndrome. That is a sign that you're in a toxic environment. 2, you're in a toxic environment if you have a person as a acting as a tyrant to you, like a boss or a boyfriend or a girlfriend, a parent, a family member. They are bullying you. Now, I know people throw around that word bully so often. And because I'm an administrator and I deal with children all the time, and they always want to say, they bullied me, he bullied me, she bullied me. So I have to really, really define to my students what bullying is. And I want to make sure, because even as adults, we throw around that word bully to the point of, are we really being bullied? So what is the definition of a bully? A bully is a person or persons that physically, mentally, emotionally, or socially harass you over and over and over again. It's a pattern. This may be days, it may be months, years. That's what a bully is. So now do you get that point? What a bully is. So if you have someone in your life that is being a bully to you, basically a tyrant, then you are in a toxic environment. You're also in a toxic environment if around you, all you hear or all you participate in is negative conversations, gossip, rumors, drama, in addition to exposing yourself or others to that gossip, rumors, drama, and also excluding you from the clique, whatever clique that may be, and in the workplace or around friends of friends, there may be cliques. So if you are a part of that, you're in a toxic environment. Raise your hand in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If sometimes in your life you have been in a toxic environment. Hey, I'm raising both of my hands. I can tell you that if you are in this type of environment, it is not easy. So I want to say that this is my 22nd year as an educator. I have only experienced two toxic environments, one as a teacher and one as an administrator. Both of these experiences were quite toxic in their own right. As a teacher, and oh, by the way, happy Teacher Week to all of our wonderful teachers educating children and adult learners. This is your week. This is the week I am delivering my podcast out into the world. And it is also Teacher Week. And I want to say to all the teachers and educators out there, you are awesome. So keep doing what you're doing. So getting back to my experience, 22 years as an educator, only two toxic experiences that I've had. As a teacher, the toxic environment that I experienced was devastating. I had a boss or principal in the education setting that used to use scare tactics in the workplace. This person would write up you if you were 1 minute late to a meeting. This person would sit by the door or have someone in her own clique sit by the door to document your time using a digital clock so you can see that you was 1 minute late to the meeting. And then in your box later on that day, you would have some type of letter of concern stating that, hey, you were late 1 minute and that this was going to be put in your file. This scare tactic was also used for calling in sick. If you were sick, say you had a stomachache, you didn't come to work the next day, you call in. Well, this principal would ask you to bring in documentation from a doctor if you were just out 1 day. This type of principle was very toxic. She would also stand at your classroom door, documenting any and everything you did to use against you in your evaluation. Teachers, including me, we would just come to school sick because we didn't want to write up. Teachers normally want to do the right thing. And teachers need their jobs. Not only teachers, just anyone. Just think about these scare tactics. If that was used on you in your work environment, how would you feel? You would be scared. You just wouldn't know what to do. And if you even thought about wanting to leave, this principal would make you feel so bad for wanting to leave, would document you so much to put in your file, would blackball you if you tried to move somewhere else, that when it was time to do a transfer, no one wanted you at their school because she had did so much documentation. That's called blackball. That's called a toxic environment. I remember when I finally figured out and knew that this environment with this principal was not the environment for me, and I tried to leave. Now, because of who I am as a person, I did let the principal know that I wanted to interview for another position at another school. And I remember this so vividly. I went to the office. I sat down. I began the scary conversation. I told the principal that I saw a position open that was closer to my home. Yes, it was closer to my home, but that really wasn't the reason I was leaving. That was the reason I gave her. I was leaving or wanted to leave because the environment I was in was toxic. So I told her, hey, this is closer to my house and I want to be granted an interview. So this is what she did. She sat up in her chair. She smiled really big. And just imagine. And she said to me, sure, you can interview, but you'll be back because I doubt you will get the job. But as I was saying in the back of my mind, oh, you do not know the God that I serve. So, but it just made me say, wow, what words that came out of her mouth. How could she say this to a person? How is that professional? So I said to her, thank you for allowing me to interview. And I did just that. And guess what? I interviewed and I got the job. The principal at the other school told me that she would speak to my current principal, the one I asked for the interview to go interview for with. And if she granted me the transfer, then she would welcome me into her school. So, of course, I was super excited about that. But then that same day, once I got home, I told my husband all about the interview. I said it went well. The principal offered me the position. She just got to get the release from my current principal. I got a phone call that afternoon. Do you know that the principal from the new school that I thought I was going to told me that my current principal said that she would not release me to take the position? I was devastated. I was just floored. I cried. I was devastated. I just could not believe that I had the opportunity to interview. This principal gave me that opportunity, said I could, but she thought, hey, you're not going to get the job. She actually said that to me, that I could interview, but she doubt I would even get the job. But I did so well in the interview that new principal wanted to hire me. So the next day, I came up to her and I asked her, why did you not release me to go to the interview, to the new school that I interviewed at? Why didn't you give me permission to do that? And do you know what this person said to me? She boldly said to me, and I quote, I will always remember this. I didn't care whether you interviewed or not. I wasn't going to let you go. Any other questions? When I say that she said that to me, oh my gosh, it was like I was looking evil in the face. I'm going to say it again. She said to me, I didn't care whether you interviewed or not. I wasn't going to let you go. Any other questions? She looked at me and I just paused. I just said, no, ma'am. And went back to my class. That was a scary moment for me. This principal had control over me. Well, I let that principal have control because I didn't think I could do anything. I needed my job. I was 6 years into a marriage. I had just moved into a new home. I had a new baby boy and a teaching contract I didn't want to put in jeopardy. I had student loans to pay back for the higher education I received. I couldn't do a damn thing, and she knew it. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt stuck? Feeling stuck and feeling nothing is in your control. I felt just like this song. Take a listen. Don't have any control. Cause it's calling my name to get away right now. Makes my blood rush faster. It's a chain reaction, yeah. Making time run backwards. This is all I'm after. And I feel the thunder. Relate to what I was feeling? Can you relate to being in a toxic environment? It is not a great place to be. It is not. I choose to be positive. I choose to bring joy to my life when not being a part of toxicity in my life. I experienced it a second time, though, and that experience was not so joyful either. As an assistant principal, I have worked under many principals, some great, some good, and only one toxic principal so far. I still have 8 years left before I reach retirement. So hopefully I won't experience it anymore. But this toxic experience threw me for a loop. I couldn't believe how toxic a person could be to staff and to me as one of the leaders in the school. I had already heard that this principal was a person who was mean, used scare tactics to bully staff to do things, rude to students and parents who would allow it, was a very sarcastic person, and would say demeaning things to anyone or about anyone in the presence of others. With hearing all of this, I said that, hey, my hope was to bring my positive energy, because I bring that wherever I go, on the job, at home, wherever I go. I'm a person who is very big on transforming an environment into a positive culture so things can change or to continue that positive culture. I felt this was the reason that the district director moved me to the school, so that I can bring on that positive change, because they haven't had that. Little did I know that I would experience toxicity myself as a leader by a leader. I saw what I heard through the grapevine. I experienced what I heard through the grapevine. I tried very hard to make a change. Teachers, they would lean on me to try to give them some type of positivity to make it through the day. It was hard for them. It was hard for me. Most teachers are willing to come early and stay late to get things done. However, because how toxic the environment was, they would come right on time, not early, and leave on time. They didn't stay late. This toxic principal treated me like I was inferior. She tried very hard to break me, to demean me, to take my spirit of positivity away. It was definitely a toxic environment. So, what do you do when you are in this type of situation? Whether it be professionally or personally, where do you go? Muster.com had an article written by Daniel Bortz called The Hostile Work Environment Checklist. In the article, Daniel focused on the process of detoxification of the work environment in order to do something about where you are. I like that he called it the process of detoxification. Based on the research, one must first confront the person one-on-one to try to resolve the issue. So if you're in a toxic environment and you're tired of being in a toxic environment and you want to do something about you being in the toxic environment, confront the person one-on-one to try to resolve it. I can say sometimes this can work if the person you are confronting is not a hostile person. In my case, this didn't work for me in either one of my experiences. Both principals were hostile and would truly get me out of character if I confronted them. However, I did let the second boss know that it was definitely unacceptable to speak to me in a demeaning way. She got my point, and she didn't do it again. At least she didn't do it in my presence. We had to establish boundaries, because when you establish that boundary, that person then know that they cannot treat you any kind of way. And establishing boundaries for me is so important. I could not have her negativity rubbing off on me. Number two, get help from another person, maybe someone higher than your boss or if it is a personal situation, get help from someone that this person respects. Meet and discuss to see if resolutions are possible. And 3, plan to exit from wherever you are. Plan to exit. This is so important if there is no resolution. Both of my experiences led me to leaving the toxic environment. The bad thing about it is that Daniel says in his article that sometimes you have a culture of dysfunction or toxicity. So if people choose to stay, then that's the environment they're choosing. Or feel no one will help them exit. They may feel this way. Or they're just too scared to exit. So if this is the case, you can stay where you are, but establish boundaries. Create a space that's positive for you. Find an outlet for stress relief. Mine is headphones and music, or listening to music out loud in my office area. And I still say, try to find an exit strategy. Okay, BGTY Nation, summing up this conversation today is easy. In order to bring joy to your life, you must find or create joy to your personal or professional environment. Again, you must first know whether or not you're in a toxic environment. And how do you know this? If you are being physically, emotionally, socially abused by someone, then you are in a toxic environment. If you have a boss, a friend, or whomever is being cynical and toxic and tries to bully you, then you're living in a toxic environment. Gossip, negative drama are signs of a toxic environment. You know the song, Free Yourself. I can't sing, but you know what I'm talking about. Free yourself. The best way to do this is to have an exit strategy. Confront someone by yourself or with the help of others. When you do this, it is showing that you are being good to yourself. It is bringing joy to your life. Are you ready for that transformation? Do it, do it, do it. My hope is that you have learned a little bit today of what a toxic environment is and how to handle the people in that toxic environment. And then you would take this knowledge and use it to BGTY or be good to yourself. So this concludes another great conversation with me today. If you're just dropping by, follow me on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast fix. Shh, it's a secret. No, it's not. It's not a secret. Share this podcast. Share this episode with others so they can be a part of the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. We're over here with me, Dr. Joy. We are all about bringing joy to your life. Check out past seasons and episodes too. And I will see you next week. Remember, don't put yourself in a toxic environment. Get out of it.